Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Thank you for bearing with the technical difficulties. We're getting it dialed in. Disregard that. Give me 1 minute. So this is one of the beautiful things that happens when you do it live. So I had issues with the streaming service for the multi-streaming platform. So we're only streaming on YouTube, but we normally stream live every weekday from the beautiful Village of Cary on X, Rumble, and YouTube. But for the time being, we're only broadcasting to YouTube. And this show, Voices Cary, is for you. If you're a resident of Cary, if you're not, turn it off right now. No, I'm joking. No, this is a community ran platform to kind of change the dialogue from Facebook and social media to a live in person. You have somebody to make fun of. You have somebody to watch screw up live and talk about something at the water cooler. And learn about current events, too, while you're at it. So that's what this show is about, is just to have such a strong community that no matter what happens on the national scale, whatever's thrown at us, we're strong. And that's what we're doing here. At the end of the show, I have a potential Christmas gift. If you have children, I was playing with my kids today with this, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Cary Grove football just ended. It's 10 o'clock, and they just ended. It's not letting me pull up the slides. Hold on a second. This is entertaining TV, isn't it? Okay, give me 1 moment. Are you not entertained? All right. I think I got it figured out. There we go. Congratulations, Cary Grove football. I had the half score on here when I was putting the show together. 71-6. First postseason game, so congratulations. Cary Grove, way to go. Okay, jumping right into it. The Village of Cary's Twitter page, last post of June 22nd of 23. And I keep an eye on the Village of Cary, or the town of Cary of North Carolina, because their Twitter page is like amazing. They had the town of Cary. They changed it from Cary to Cary for Mariah Carey, and then added a present gift emoji. And it says, in honor of Mariah Carey and the holiday magic that she brings each year, Cary Mayor Harold has proclaimed this morning that November 1st, Cary in the state of North Carolina shall be spelled Cary with an E for one sweet day. And they're already playing Christmas music on the radio. They usually waited until Thanksgiving to pull the trigger on that, but they have released the hounds. So I thought that was clever of the town of Cary. Back to the Village of Cary. Daylight savings time ends November 3rd. Don't forget to turn your clocks back by 1 hour and replace the batteries in your home's smoke detector, CO detectors, on Sunday, November 3rd, or sooner. You can always jump the gun. I had one note on here. Always check the manufacture date on those smoke detectors and the CO detectors. A lot of the houses in Cary, if you have connected smoke detectors throughout the whole house, some of those are coming due. So there's an end-of-life chirp that will sometimes go. It's like a shorter chirp than a battery chirp. Because the sensors do go bad in those, so check that out. The Village of Cary wants you to shake your mailbox. And good news for you, I can't switch back to the camera. So you're stuck in the slideshow you don't have to look at me. Shake your mailbox, says the Village of Cary. What does shake your mailbox mean? It is an activity designed to get homeowners involved in proactive mailbox maintenance. Each winter, mailboxes are damaged during winter operations. Yada, yada, yada. It's to make sure that your mailbox is secure come wintertime for the snow operations. The village will be conducting a village-wide inspection of mailbox posts ahead of the upcoming snow season. The village has a mailbox replacement policy. If your mailbox is damaged by winter operations, contact the Public Works Department. Rotten or weakened mailboxes may not be eligible for replacement. The Public Works does do this well. I see them running around during winter with temporary mailboxes that are just anchored in concrete 5-gallon buckets. They take care of you. It's I've always seen them run around doing that, so that kudos to them for that. The food drive. There's a food drive. The Cary Grove Area Chamber of Commerce wants you to know that the food drive through October 26th through the 19th. Drop-off location is at the chamber. And then it's that time of year where a whole bunch of signage goes up and everybody is shouting from the rooftops. Algonquin Township and the Cary Library has early voting. So go ahead and pull the lever for your candidate. Senator Craig Wilcox is at the Algonquin Township office and he had an unclaimed property day. You guys might have received a mailer about unclaimed property. And they had two successful claims in less than 10 minutes. So there's $5 billion in unclaimed state assets, and some of it might belong to you. So look into that. Cary Park District, last day to register. Join us to celebrate all the veterans in our community. Enjoy a delicious soup lunch, musical tribute by the Cary Canaries, short ceremony, and 8-game bingo. Only 10 spots left. Thank you, veterans. Friday, November 8th, 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Superintendent for School District 26, Dr. White, says there's cuteness overload at Oak Knoll Cary today. Everybody's dressed in costumes. And that was on Halloween. So it looks like everybody got dressed up and was having some, not just some fun, a lot of fun out there. And this Twitter post, you can see that 221 people viewed it. So it shows that there is an interest for this platform to convey information to the public. So I'd like to see the Village of Cary do something with their Twitter page, whether it be just, at the very least, just, you know, some sort of presence. Or you could do what Crystal Lake does, have like fun scavenger hunts and whatnot. Cary Grove Facts Club, Family and Consumer Science, fun Halloween learning stations and child development yesterday. Fun times, and then Briargate Cary. Oh, facts. There's that. And then Briargate Cary PTO, you're amazing. Thank you for the Joe and Donuts this morning. Thank you, Briargate PTO. Oak Knoll, our kindergarten students had a great time learning about the needs of plants and animals at the pumpkin patch. They were out at Pingree Grove. And that looks like a blast. I always loved, instead of just going to the local grocer, it's always fun going on a hayride to go get your pumpkin. Or growing them yourself. We tried growing them this year in a garden that was not tilled for over 15 years. We tilled it. And we got some moderate-sized pumpkins. Not breaking any records, but it was still fun. Cary Park District, exciting news for winter break. Looking for fun activities for the kids during winter break? Join us for our Kids Day Off program at Cary Park District. We have a variety of engaging and exciting activities planned to keep your little ones entertained and active. Spots fill up quickly. Winter break, Kids Day Off event, Art of Inflation. I'm sure they do not mean economy inflation. I'm sure that's a balloon activity. Or it might be the economy, who knows. They got some field trips in there. Community center fun. So the date's on the screen. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Spaces fill quickly. And then into the fun stuff, we have our live stream for the Village of Cary's Village Board meeting. And for the committee of a whole meeting, it's our second live stream of that meeting. The first one was fun, and we're gonna try to upgrade the back end so we can broadcast live to all three platforms: Rumble X and YouTube. I wanted to go through this. I'll have a detailed run through Monday, but I wanted to. It's always nice to look at this before the meeting. So you can kind of see if anything tickles your fancy, you can show up and ask questions. Open forum. The mayor's always good about letting folks talk and giving them time to speak. And then the mayor's report, employee recognition, Anthony Norwood of the Public Works, 1 year. Congratulations. Consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E. That is a warrant dated November 5th. A warrant is not a criminal warrant. It's a fancy name for just how they spent money. It's a detailed line item list of how they spent money. But yeah. Consider for approval the October 15th, 2024 Village Board meeting minutes. Every meeting they take minutes of like things that are said or done or actions, and those are noted, and they approve them in the following meeting. Consider for approval closing West Main Street for the Cary Grove Chamber of Commerce Mary Cary Holiday Parade on December 8th. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to approve a contract for Phase 2 SCADA upgrades with Concentric Integration. SCADA is a monitoring service that monitors water for the Public Works Department. So that's that infrastructure there. Consider for approval an ordinance authorizing the Village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois to borrow funds from the Public Works Water Supply Loan Program. That looks like fun. Items for separate action. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing a First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Cary and Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 for the transfer of Maplewood properties subject to final attorney review. And then some other reports. And then the committee as a whole, which immediately follows that, is a call to order, roll call, pledge of allegiance, and public comment, discussion items, discussion on a potential partnership agreement with the Cary Grove Area Chamber of Commerce for the 2025 Cary Main Street Fest. They are approving a budget for that. We will have more information on Monday. And then discussion regarding the McHenry County Safety Action Plan and a proposed Vision Zero resolution. So we are going to be diving into that on Monday in preparation for the live stream event on Super Tuesday, which is when they have their meeting. Bob Costas, which has a so much better voice than I do, and when you get him in a mock neck sweater with a fireplace and the Olympics, it's good times. But he is hanging it up. After 42 seasons, Bob Costas is retiring from baseball play-by-play. And I saw this. I wanted to pepper this in there. If you are a fan of sports, you can get your own mini Jumbotron. And I came across this scrolling on one of the social media sites, and I went to their website. And the one that I saw that on the social media was that somebody put it in their kitchen, replaced their chandelier in their dining room. And some family members were not happy. So ranging from 1,300 to 2,800, so less than a candy cane, you can have a Jumbotron in your home. And I did think of one place that you could put that Jumbotron, the home improvement man's bathroom, that Tool Time featured. I don't think so, Tim. Give me one moment so you can, I'm going to transfer camera since my remote's not working. So yeah, if you want a Jumbotron, get it. Well, it's a 2-week lead time I saw on the website. So if you're hardcore about sports, you can put it in a garage and in a living room, utility room, and then you can even probably stream Voices Cary live on that Jumbotron too. This is, I thought this was a fun Christmas gift idea that I bust out with the kids, and we were playing with it today, and it's called Snap Circuit. So what it is it kind of teaches, introduces kids into electronics, and I thought we could build something right now. So what my son just got into it today too, but my daughter and I enjoyed doing this project here. This is the power supply, which is two batteries, and it all works off of, I can get it out. It all works off of little buttons. So little snaps, just like buttons on your coat, that complete the circuit. And then this takes two AA batteries. And one thing I like about electronics is that it's really the knowledge that you get from it after things start to click, no pun intended, is that it's transferable. So like the problem solving and the imagining electricity moving as though it's like water through these different circuits, that problem solving is transferable to other subjects. So one thing my daughter and I like to make is this is a motor, just a little DC motor. And then we do one snap. They have different size snaps. And then we take one of these for your convenience. They have snaps that are on just strings, on cables. So we connect negative-negative with a solid bus bar, if you will. And then we take the positive, and then we go to a momentary switch. They have a light sensor. They have a color-changing LED. They have a rocker switch, and they have a momentary switch. This project. So what we're building is the motor will power this fan, and then once the motor slows down, when you release the button, it'll shoot that fan, that blade up in the sky, and the hours of enjoyment. And as things like break and my son like comes and rips stuff apart, we have to put it back together. And my daughter actually put it together after one of the batteries came off and one of the bus bars came off. So there you go. So the two leads. So you're pretty much just interrupting the. So this is a continuous line as if it was just hardwired to one side of the motor. And then you're just interrupting the power to the motor with the switch. And when you press the button, you'll hear it ramp up. And then when you let off, it's pretty cool. And then you repeat that 1,000 times, and it's fun. And there's also other things in here, a buzzer, a siren, a doorbell, a light. It's it was an Amazon purchase, but I saw them at Meijer. Meijer's carry them, and I think Walmart even has them as well. So I thought that was a fun little fun stocking stuffer, depending on how big your stocking is. Thank you for joining us for Voices Carry today. Voices Carry live tonight, just south of 10:30. Thank you for joining me, and it's been an honor for me to be part of your day today, and have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a deep dive into what we can expect on the live stream for the village board meeting. Enjoy the weather and have a great night. My exit didn't work. Have a good night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.